Okay, so today we're diving into something pretty cool. It's all about how to make your business more efficient. Specifically, how to get the most out of your labor costs. You know, make sure you're not spending too much on staffing. But also that you've got enough people when you need them.
For sure.
And the key here is sales forecasting.
Interesting.
So basically, using predictions about how much you're going to sell to help you figure out exactly how many employees you need
Got it.
at any given time.
Ah.
Now, you know, I was looking at these materials you sent over, and it seems like a lot of businesses
Yeah.
aren't really connecting these two things.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, they might be good in predicting sales,
Right.
but they're not necessarily using that information
Yeah.
to make smarter decisions about their staffing levels.
I see.
So I guess the first question is, why? Why aren't more businesses doing this? I mean, it seems like a no-brainer.
You know, I think a lot of it comes down to the way businesses are structured. You've got your sales department over here focused on hitting those revenue targets, and then you've got HR trying to manage staffing needs, and often those two departments aren't really talking to each other,
I see.
or at least not in a way that's like truly collaborative.
That makes sense.
And then there's
But
the
those
whole
red.
data piece. Yeah, like a lot of companies just aren't collecting or analyzing the right data to even be able to do this effectively.
You need that foundation. So it's
Exactly.
like
Yeah,
a
true.
disconnect
Exactly.
between different parts of the business
Yeah.
and the data they need.
You got it.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the specific ways that
Okay.
businesses can actually, you know, use sales forecasting
Sure.
to improve their labor costs.
Right.
Because I know that's what a lot of our listeners
You
are
need.
interested in, like the
Yeah,
practical stuff.
for sure.
So what are some of the like key strategies or methods?
So one of the simplest ways is just to use historical sales data to predict future staffing needs.
Just look at like last year's numbers
Exactly.
and kind of extrapolate from there.
Yeah. So let's say you're a retailer and you know that every December your sales spike because of the holidays.
It makes sense.
You can use that information to make sure you have enough staff scheduled to handle the rush.
So you wouldn't be caught, you know,
Exactly.
short-staffed.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's like the basic approach.
Most basic,
But I
yeah.
know the materials also talked about some more
Right.
sophisticated methods.
Yes.
Can you give me an example of one of those?
Sure. So, one method is to incorporate things like seasonality and marketing campaigns into your forecasts.
Okay, so like knowing that
Yeah.
certain times a year
Right.
are busier than others, or
Exactly.
that if you're running a big sale,
Yeah.
you're going to need more people.
Exactly.
And how do you actually like
Right.
account for those things?
So you can use statistical models that take into account historical data, but also things like
Like weather forecast.
weather.
Yes.
How does that play into it?
Well, think about it. If you're an ice cream shop and it's a scorching hot day,
Yeah.
you're going to need more staff
Right.
than if it's raining.
Oh, I see. So you can use the weather forecast to kind of
Predict a
adapt
customers you might have.
and staff accordingly.
Right.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. There are even models that use social media trends.
Social media.
Yeah, like if there's a sudden surge in people talking about your product online,
Yeah.
that might indicate a need for more staff.
To handle the increased demand.
So it's like
Yeah.
using all these different
Yeah.
external factors
Yeah.
to kind of get a really accurate
Quite a
picture
more complete picture.
of what your staffing needs might be.
For sure.
Okay, so these methods sound pretty sophisticated.
They can be.
I'm guessing they're not like
Yeah.
free, right?
Well, there are definitely costs associated with implementing these systems. You might need to invest in software or hire data analysts.
So for a small business owner
Right.
who's maybe just starting out,
Yeah.
this might seem
Right.
like a bit out of reach.
It can be a hurdle. Yeah.
So is there any evidence that this stuff
Good
actually
question.
pays off?
Well, there is. The materials mention a case study of a retail chain that implemented a really sophisticated forecasting system.
What happened?
Well, they saw a significant reduction in overstaffing
Oh, wow.
during their slower months.
So they were saving money.
Yeah, about 15%.
15%.
That's just significant.
No.
And on top of that, they were also able to reduce understaffing.
Oh, interesting.
During their peak seasons.
So they had the right number of people
Exactly.
walking.
It led to shorter wait times for
A
customers,
lot.
happier employees, and ultimately more sales.
So it really hit all those key areas.
It seems like it, yeah.
But I have to ask,
Yeah.
are there any like downsides to this approach?
There are always potential downsides.
Like what?
Well, one thing is that you can become too reliant on past data.
Oh, right.
Like, what happens if there's a sudden economic downturn or a new competitor enters the market?
Right.
Your historical data might not be as
Yeah. So
reliant.
it's like you're assuming the future's going to be the same as the past,
Yeah.
which is
Which is never a guarantee.
not always a safe bet.
Definitely not now.
So what's the solution there? Like, how do you avoid falling into that trap?
Continuous monitoring and adjustments. This
Okay.
isn't a set it and forget it solution.
Right.
You need to be constantly evaluating how your forecasts are performing
Yeah.
and making tweaks as needed.
So it's more about using data
Right.
as a guide,
The starting point.
but also being flexible.
Unadaptable.
All right, so to kind of summarize everything we've talked about today,
Okay.
it seems like using sales forecasting to optimize your staffing
Yeah.
can be a really powerful way to
Okay.
save money,
For sure.
improve employee morale,
Yep.
and just make your business run more smoothly overall.
More efficiently.
But it's important to remember
Yeah.
that it's not a magic bullet.
No magic bullet.
You need to use the right methods, stay
For
adaptable,
sure.
and be aware of the potential pitfalls.
Exactly.
Now, you know, this whole discussion's got me thinking,
Oh, yeah.
could this approach be applied to other areas of business operations?
Now that's an interesting question.
Like, could you use sales forecasting to optimize
Yeah.
inventory management
Right.
or even marketing spend?
I don't see why not.
It seems like there's a lot of potential there.
Definitely something to explore.
I think our listeners would be
Yeah.
interested in hearing more about that.
I agree.
Well, that's all the time we have for today,
Yeah.
but it's definitely something to think about.
For sure.
So, listeners, we challenge you
Yes.
to take a look at your own businesses and see if you can find ways to use sales forecasting
Yeah.
to make things run a little bit more smoothly.
A little bit more efficiently.
Until next time,
Bye, everyone.
bye.